my perspective, the problem with this movie was the production, back inside of it, directing, producer, and editing. The writing I thought was fine. There was no way they could have shoehorned the gunslinger, the two-tower, all that stuff into that one movie. So by taking little bits and just crafting their own story was fine.
I would say if this movie would have been maybe an hour and like 50 minutes, which would give it enough room to put that other act in there and then explain things. And it just seems like once they hit that town, everything just got screwed up.
Yeah. And if Guillermo del Toro had gotten it, had done this movie, it would have been a lot more interesting.
Yeah, because you think about something like Hellboy, visually stunning, might not be the best movie. It works, and for like some of the vivid imagery that is supposed to take place, all you get is a couple of scars on somebody's neck. That's it.
You know what movie this kind of reminds me of? I forgot to mention, and the only reason why I remembered it is because they mentioned when the tower's being attacked, it leaves little openings into the world and all this shit. Remember this movie called In the Mouth of Madness?
I think it wasn't that Clive Barker's thing.
Yeah, I think it was Clive Barker wrote it, John Carpenter directed it. It was based on a fucking writer. It's just funny because it was based on a writer, and the shit that he wrote about was coming true. I think it was based off of Stephen King and H.P. Lovecraft's novels.
So whoever the edited movie just like hacked at the crack.
The director, man, didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. They had done good action scenes. Yes, I would have been recommend watching this movie, and then they could have built something off of that.
A series off of this? Do you know?
No. The idea was something else, but
a movie series. You said you're talking about doing TV.
Yeah, TV series. Well, I think will likely be the way that they ended into another movie, but please don't.
No way, not as bad as this thing turned out.
The only thing that the director did that was good, he wrote Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and that was really about it.
You know what? Maybe he needs to stick to that type of movie. I don't know if you could classify it as action, but it did really try to go the action route. Yeah, I don't think they should have,
There was so many things about the Dark Tower series that just kind of stuck with me. Like, you mentioned before that you're tired of them shoehorning Excalibur and this stuff, but that was in the book. Since all the worlds were connected, each one was a shadow of each other. King Arthur and Excalibur. Roland was basically taken from the story of Roland and the sword to Randall. I forget what the French story is called, but his guns were made out of Excalibur. Not only that, I'm pretty sure they were planning to have the next movie deal with the other people that he brings on board. I think that was the third book. It was crazy because those Dark Tower books ended on cliffhangers for the most part. And he was with three other people, Jake and two others. And they end up having to cross this desert. They get to the ocean and stuff. And it was like he described this scene of when he saw green. They were starving so much that they had to eat whatever they could, any kind of green plant life they could. The descriptions and the way he plays it literally draws pictures in your head.
All right. So, James, what are your favorite Stephen King movies?
The Shining. That's one. I like Needful Things, Children of the Corn. And I'm trying to think.
Creepshow?
Was that Stephen King, though? Because that was like an anthology.
He only did one of the stories, though. It was like everybody. It was a ton of people who did.
That's what I'm saying. It's a smorgasbord of writers and directors. So
he did one of the roaches, or which one did he do?
No, he did the one with the greenery growing on him and shit, with the alien.
Yeah, was good.
That was lit.
Hilarious.
Now that you bring that up, Barry, I would put in Creepshow just because he directed that, the first story. So I'm going to put Creepshow in on that, just because. But I think George Romero
directed that one.
But no Carrie, no Christine, no
Cougar. Yeah, Christine, It.
I actually liked it. I did like the TV series. I'm kind of excited for the movie. That'll turn out correct.
I think they'll do a pretty good job on that. And what was the other one? I said Christine. Bullet.
Did you watch The Night Flyer? All right, so I liked The Dark Half. I thought that was an interesting one. Like a writer, not a serial killer, but just a killer. The writer actually decides to kill off his character. And that character he was writing about and trying to force him to keep creating them and stuff.
Well, Keith, what are your favorite Stephen King adaptations?
Misery. The Stand was pretty good. Shining was okay. I liked Shawshank Redemption, and I thought The Mist was a nice twist.
That ending, The Mist, blew the shit out of me, man. But it was a good ending, though.
But I wouldn't watch it again. Green Mile. You know what stands out is the miniseries, The Tommyknockers.
Oh, yeah.
And it, yeah, like, those are the books, like, they couldn't turn those into 2-hour movies. It was like they had to draw those out. And one favorite that not a lot of people know about, I think, is The Night Flyer. So that was his take on vampires. It was just freaky as shit to me, but it was interesting. Basically, a guy was flying around and he flew around the world killing folks, and he did it in his own private plane. And Miguel Ferrer was a reporter trailing him, and he finally caught up to him and realized it was a vamp. Talking about cliche, dude had a cape and everything. It was, had one of the freakiest scenes in it, that dude was like washing his hands in a bathroom, and he looks up in the mirror, and behind him, the urinal, you just see this red stain just appear in the urinal as if someone was urinating, but they were urinating blood, but he couldn't see anybody in it. So he turns around real slow, and the dude, it's a vampire taking a leak right behind him. Like, what the hell? And Silver Bullet, I didn't like too much, though. So. What was the twist for Silver Bullet? Was it that the kids was a werewolf or something?
No, it was the priest.
Okay, the priest was the werewolf. And the Silver Bullet was like his wheelchair or something that they souped up?
Yeah.
His best adaptations would be The Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, and Stand By Me. And The Shining.
Even though he hated The Shining. He hated the Kubrick version of The Shining.
I think he just hated Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. I thought he just hated the version of this. Why did he hate Stanley? Well,
that guy was apparently a complete dickhead. So, like,
but you kind of have to be the kind of visionary that he was.
True.
Yeah, he's a damn good director. Like, well-rounded.
I'm not denying it. Like, A Clockwork Orange is my top 100. That's been the top 10 movies I love to watch.
Because you have genius meeting somebody else's genius, and there's naturally going to be some type of clash. Yeah.
He said he hates the movie. I thought he didn't like Jack Nicholson's performance for whatever reason, but whatever. Now, what was that? The one where this cell phone signal gets pushed out that turns people into zombies?
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, I remember Needful Things. I like that movie. That was good.
Yeah, I like Needful Things too.
That's a very interesting film. Firestarter, I didn't like feel that too much.
But that was all right.
That was more his take on The Shining,
like more of the. But I think he didn't write the novel for that, something like that. Hearts of Atlantis was good. Children of the Corn, that was interesting.
Yeah, I've seen the DVD cover recently.
Doesn't age too well.
That's probably one of James's movies.
And what aspect wasn't great?
Didn't age well. I mean, I saw it again. And I was like, this is stupid.
I agree with you there. It didn't age well, but at the time that it came out, it was a pretty good movie. So, what's your problem with it?
It was just dumb. So a bunch of adults, and why didn't you just kick those kids' asses?
Now, why didn't you give out number? It was only 2 adults.
Baseball bat, that lanky prick. What the hell is that boy's name?
Man, Malachi? It was about 40 kids.
Yeah, I think it was Malachi. What's
his name? Malachi, something like that. That lanky little bastard. I'd have fucked his ass up first. I watched that game. I was like, this ain't all that.
All right, so I have a question for you. The worst Stephen King adaptation?
What was that? The Sleepwalkers?
Sleepwalker? Yeah, that was horrible.
What was that other movie? Not The Mist. The Mist was actually interesting.
Dreamcatcher. Did anyone see that movie?
Yeah, Dreamcatcher. That was pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot all about that. I forgot about that movie. I had to delete it from my memory on purpose because it was so bad. So I think it's the tie between that and Sleepwalkers. Sleepwalkers was bad, too. Dabbed a dude with a carrot. You remember that, Keith?
Actually, I forgot, like, most of that.
And then she had to say the line of all lines. Don't forget to eat your vegetables.
They were supposed to be werewolves. His take on werewolves, I think.
No, they were vampires.
The Sleepwalkers? They were vampires. The vampires, they're something more jacked up.
Maximum Overdrive, that's what I'm talking about.
That wasn't too bad. This motherfucker has to be paid like shit. His novels do well. His movies actually
and when aren't he does that. Because he was in Sons of Anarchy for some episodes.
Yeah, he acts. I'm like, damn. Show.
Yeah. Because he played a guy that would just show up and Mateller would ask him to do. He was like, hey, well, I need you to bury this body. And he was like, all right.
He would disappear bodies. And he was a mortician, I think, as well. So
wanted to read Needful Things. Wanted to get into this whole Dark Tower shit, but I don't know where the fuck to
start. The first book, The Gunslinger, is actually real small. It's like maybe 200 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually small, and the next novel after that is a totally different change of style and pace. I wonder if I should read it. Like, I've heard someone's discussing stuff about it.
From what I heard about it, it maybe a lot of people couldn't finish reading it because it was so fucked up. That's what I heard.
Well, apparently they all to beat the creature, they all have sex together or something like that. It was something weird happened. Like, to beat it, all the friends have sex. Apparently, Dreamcatcher is an awesome read.
Terrible movie. Terrible, terrible movie. Morgan Freeman was in that movie.
I know that. He had white hair and some shit.
I just remember him being in like a helicopter or something. And I just
know it was about alien attacking the planet, and he was a military leader, but he was going insane. And he puts his novels out so quickly, and he does it old school too. Not like that damn James Patterson, who apparently has a squad of people writing for him. From 1980 something till almost 2000, there was once a year there was a Stephen King novel adapted to a movie. This motherfucker has got billions of dollars.
Yeah, I can believe that. This dude is worth $400 million.
Stephen King?
Yeah. Damn. He has sold more than 350 million copies of his novels worldwide. Damn, James Patterson, we were 750 million.
Yeah, he's full of shit, dude. Like Stephen King hates him though. You do Stephen King, James Patterson. That dude was on the thing like, fuck James Patterson. What he'll do is he'll put out outlines, and when he writes out the outlines for his book, other people will write it. That's how he puts his stuff out pretty quickly. And then he'll review it, read it, and then give it the blessing and stuff. And I believe a few other authors do that, the same thing.
Writing by committee.
Yeah, but this guy named Brandon Sanderson, I think he does that. James, I don't know if you're into fantasy novels, but none of his stuff has been adapted to movies yet. So if Stephen King is fiction and stuff, then this guy would be the same for fantasy.
Give me a title of a book that he's written.
A book called Mistborn.
Okay, I think I may have heard of that.
Yeah, his latest series is The Way of Kings, and it starts with the first novel is The Way of Kings. Now, that book is 1,000 pages, but you will burn through it in no time. It's that well written. No lie.
Okay. Calling this a podcast.